hi, it's Vanessa Wester here again. I just wanted to read you an excerpt from Complications, the Evolutions trilogy. It's probably one of my favourite bits in the whole story, and it's where Caitlin gets reintroduced. So anyway, enjoy. The sound of the bleeping clock got louder and louder as it drilled its way steadily into Caitlin's head. Ah, shut up, she shouted as she hurled a pillow in its direction. But the noise was relentless. It would not give up. In submission, Caitlin rubbed her eyes and looked at the time. Oh no, I'm so dead. I am so late. In a split second, the covers were hurled off as she ran towards the bathroom, sat on the toilet seat, and willed her pee to hurry up. Then she turned on the taps to run a shower. As she placed her fingers along the trickle, she flinched. The water was freezing. After a painstaking few minutes, it became lukewarm. She cursed again as she washed quickly. Once out of the bathroom, still dripping with suds, she browsed quickly through her cupboard and picked out an outfit. She caught a glimpse of her face in the mirror and scowled. Makeup was a luxury item she had no time for. In a last attempt to remain decent, she grabbed the makeup bag, stuffed it in her rucksack, and then made her way down to raid the larder. A cereal bar would have to do. She opened the fridge and took a quick swig of orange juice direct from the carton. If her flatmate found out, there would be trouble. Only 15 minutes had passed. She might just get there in time. A light drizzle welcomed her when she slammed the door shut. Before she could think of getting an umbrella, she saw the bus cruising into the stop, so she made a sprint for it, whilst yelling, "Hold it, please!" As luck would have it, there was a queue, so she managed to get on before it started to move. With a sigh of relief, she took a deep breath and stared out of the window. The sky was grey and overcast. It was a miserable day. "Having a bad start already?" a voice asked from behind. "Every morning's bad where I'm concerned," she blurted out, as she turned to face the voice. "Things can't be that bad," he asked, a quizzical expression plastered on his perfect features. Dark hair, thick eyelashes, amber irises. She knew him from somewhere. Perplexed, she stared. The face reminded her of Stephen, the one from her dreams. Yet she couldn't be sure. "No, I guess not," she replied. She lacked conviction. As the bus stopped, she was pushed forward, so she turned to face the front again. Those pesky butterflies were swirling in her stomach in a state of frenzy. Nervous, she turned round to face him again to check whether it was him. But he was gone. She blinked, turned round, went on tiptoes to look over some shoulders, and then did a 360-degree turn. Nothing. Had her imagination finally got the better of her? Anyway, hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you can check out Complications on Amazon. Thanks very much. Bye.